Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning, everyone.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Seth and I, in a little bit, we'll get some entertainment news. We'll get into some fun jobs for people who aren't really people. We got all that coming up for you and plenty more. But we kick off the 9 o'clock hour the way we like to on Thursdays with our Southwood County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week. And we got a new guest today, Seth.
We do. Exciting.
We have Denise joining us. Denise, it's great to meet you.
Great to meet you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Really do appreciate the time, Denise. And your first day with us, and you a snowstorm. Just welcome to the show.
Just had to throw it out there, you know.
Really do appreciate you, though, trekking in here today. That was very cool. We really appreciate that. In the future, feel free to call in if you want. That's more than okay. And also feel free to bring in as many dogs as you like.
He would love that.
Absolutely, yeah. Denise, we are there is no journalistic intent. Well, there is, but there isn't. We love our Humane Society. We love animals around here. We're not alone. This community does.
It absolutely does.
We're really fortunate in that regard. And we're fortunate to have you. Do you mind if I ask just a little bit about yourself, where you're from and everything?
Go right ahead.
So where are you from? How did you get involved with animals and the Humane Society?
I'm from Stevens Point. I have several years experience in the nonprofit world, previously working for Junior Achievement, and I had to work a lot in Wood County, so I'm familiar with the Rapids area, and being from Point, we were back and forth a lot. I do have a special place in my heart for animals, have my entire life, rescued dogs, cats, you name it. I just think it was the time for me to come to Southwood County Humane Society, and it's just, it blows me away. Every day I learn more about how much the community supports and the board, and just the community rallies every time that there's a need. It's amazing. It makes your soul feel good every day.
It really does. Yeah. And it is an everyday thing. You're so right about
that.
It's funny how we always end up being right where we're meant to be, you know?
True. I believe it.
It's really something. That's great. And I'm curious, did you grow up with animals?
I did. Okay. My entire life. My parents raised dogs before we were even born. So my whole life we had dogs and cats. We had guinea pigs and you name it. It wasn't a farm, but it sure seemed like it.
Denise, nice. We know that there's a little bit of remodeling going on over there. We're very excited about that. Happy for the animals and the staff over there. How is that going?
It's going very well. They just started working again on the front area. It's going to be the new lobby portion. So the current lobby is going to be made into offices and more surgery area for the dogs and cats that we can care for them when our vet is there once a month, or they're trying to get her there more often. But it's the construction's going very, very well. The back end, they have a roof on. It's all enclosed at this point. Cool. So they're working hard in this cold weather.
Yeah, we appreciate them. Appreciate our workers out there and doing that. That's great.
Yeah, I can't imagine having to work in this cold.
You guys know a little bit about that, having to walk the dogs and all those things. And speaking of our friends over there, are there anything? It's usually always kitten season. We come
always
to know that.
Yes.
So I'm sure you guys could probably use kitten litter, food, things like that.
Always. Yeah, we're always in the need for litter and food for the dogs and the cats. Some healthier treats. I know we get boxes of the stuff that's not great, but some of the dogs have extreme diet issues and they can't have those treats, but the staff does a great job of keeping track of that and what meds and what dietary needs that they need.
It's a great note about healthier treats.
Yes.
That really is. And I thought it was just my fur brother. My little fur brother, Sam, he's got a weird stomach, man. You got to be really careful what you give that dog.
Some of them do.
A lot of them seem to. Yeah. So it's a great note, a great thing to keep in mind out there, everybody. And we encourage you to drop off those extra items over at 3621 64th Street North, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And Denise, I think it's time for our Pet of the Week. I think we've presented this well enough. We've made the audience wait. And I know it's my favorite part of the week. Who is our Pet of the Week this week?
I think I am going to highlight a big boy we just got in recently named Bear. He is a wolfhound mix. He's white, which you don't usually see in wolfhounds, but he's a big boy. I'm going to say about maybe 80 pounds. Lots of energy. He's a younger male. Just beautiful. He looks like he has a good soul, and he's not doesn't look aggressive. If you are looking for a big dog that's younger and very friendly, come on in. He is big though, and he gets excited and jumps just like most of the big dogs, but there's a lot of hope for him. So if you're looking for a big dog, come on in, check him out.
Sometimes they like to name the big guy Tiny, the movies and stuff. This is not one of those things. No, he earns the name Bear.
He earns the name Bear.
It's a beautiful dog too.
He is gorgeous. I've never seen a white, and he has the shaggy fur of the wolfhound. So beautiful dog.
And just looks so sweet. Really sweet dog.
Yep, he just wants a family to love him. So
your new best friend right here, Bear, everybody.
Absolutely.
I wish I was that. But yeah, it's a beautiful dog. And Bear is right there with a bunch of other great furry friends for you.
Correct.
Over there at the Humane Society. So whether it's Bear or any of these other animals, encourage you to go check them out over at the Humane Society. Bear is got all of his stuff, his shop. He's chipped and everything.
Yep. He's neutered. He's ready to go. Come and do a meet and greet.
And Bear has been there 190 days already, which I don't have to explain to you guys out there. You know, the time moves differently for animals, and you can double that for these dogs, these animals.
Yes.
So keeping that in mind, we want to get them to a home as soon as possible. But the right home, we encourage you to reach out to the Humane Society, find out more about that.
Absolutely. Any questions, give us a call. We do have behavioral specialists working with these dogs, too, to make sure that they're suitable to go to families. But we want to make sure it's the right fit, too. That's important.
Yeah, and we appreciate that so much out of the Humane Society and the ethics that are handled over there.
Absolutely.
And you guys so much. Do us a favor, Denise. Say hi to the team over there. Wish them happy holidays for us and everything. We won't see you guys until next week, of course. I don't know if we'll see you even next week or Thursday and the way of the week. And stuff, but we'll figure that out.
Well, thank you.
And it is great meeting you. Thank you very much for coming to our town, coming to our Humane Society, and jumping on the air with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure, and happy holidays to all of you, too.
We appreciate you, Denise. Thanks. And we want you to reach out to the Humane Society. You can email them, office@swchs.com. Give them a call if you'd like at 715-423-0505. That is 423-0505. And, of course, reach out to them on Facebook if you'd like. You can direct message them that way. Like their page, share their events on there. You never know who might see it otherwise. And of course, you can visit them at 3621 64th Street North, right here in Wisconsin Rapids, and be listening every Thursday for another Pet of the Week from our friends at the Southland County Humane Society. Seth and I will be back with more show coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. We get some notes there?
We did. A couple of closings that Pam just handed us. Thank you, Pam, for that. The Focus Food Pantry and the Focus Neighborhood Meals will be closed today because of the weather going on right now. And also Meals on Wheels, the Aspires Riverview Hospital Home Delivered Meals is also being canceled for today because of the weather. So make sure if you are something you partake of on both of those, everyone, keep that in mind that they will not be happening today.
Appreciate our friends over there letting us know about that.
Absolutely.
Any closings or any cancellations, or maybe things are starting up a little slow or something, if you let us know, we'll let the audience know.
We certainly will.
You can always email us, info@WFHR.com. You can reach out to our front desk, 424-1300. And that goes double for all you businesses out there.
That's right.
You to be a part of the team. We'll get you in touch with Ash and get you a part of the team over here. I don't know the last time I needed this, but I needed a palate cleanser in the middle of the show here. And thank you to the Southwick County Humane Society for being that.
Yes.
So do you see Tater? There's a dog named Tater out here, Seth, and he is awesome. He is a cool-looking dog.
Good-looking dog, yeah.
So many great dogs and so many great cats and animals over here at the Southland County Humane Society. Big thank you to Denise for joining us.
Great to meet her, yeah.
And we're always looking for a sponsor for this segment, everybody.
We are.
And as you've been able to tell in recent weeks and everything, this community loves its animals, loves its Humane Society. It's a great way to partner up and get your business seen and heard from people that you may not otherwise.
Exactly.
Diving into some entertainment news now.
Okay.
We're going to get into this a little bit more when we have a little more like I want to do a director's cut on this some year.
Okay.
The greatest Saturday Night Live sketch Christmas sketches.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
According to People magazine, so keep that in mind. But there's a lot of them. Now, the other day I played one of my favorites with the Dan Aykroyd, Candace Bergen, you know, kids'
Christmas
toys.
Christmas gifts, yeah.
Kids' toys ones. Every year, my sister and I would say we've been doing this for as long as it's been out, so mm-hmm. probably over 10 years. But Horatio Sanz and Jimmy Fallon and Chris Kattan and Tracy Morgan do a Christmas song I don't care what your mama say, Christmas time is here.
Yep.
We do that every year. I'm sorry, everybody. I didn't have it teed up like I meant to. But that's the one that my family and I, like, mm-hmm. we literally every year, Jillian and I will send that to each other, and my brother and I will send it to each other. It's one of those. I think one of the most classic sketches in all of comedy history, not just seasonally, not just SNL or anything like that, is Steve Martin's Holiday Wish List from 1986. If you have not seen it and you need a laugh, I have a hard time believing you will not laugh at
it. Oh, my God. It is classic. Absolute classic.
I still use it to this day when I'm trying to explain to kids what timing is, what pace is. You know, and they look at you and they don't understand. What do you mean and everything? I'm like, okay, watch this. And watch Steve Martin's timing and his pace mm-hmm. with this sketch.
Yep.
It's just him. It's all on him to make that last. And 3 minutes is an eternity on TV or mm-hmm. on stage or
absolutely.
Anything like that. And it just smoothly goes by. It's such a well-done sketch.
He if there was anything that Steve Martin, and I mean, he's a great actor, you know, obviously a fantastic musician and everything. His comic timing has got to be some of the best of all time. It was
such
a skill. I mean, it's amazing. Watch any of his live stuff. Man, I watched the other day one of the first things he ever did on television on the Smothers Brothers show when he does the magic act.
It's so great.
I mean, even from the beginning, he was just so good.
That's one of those ones that I will show it to my students. To me, it's a teaching mm-hmm. as much as it is funny. There is, of course, maybe one of the most famous, if not the most famous, NPR's delicious Schwebby Balls segment with Alec Baldwin and Molly Shannon. And
Anna Gasteyer,
Anna Gasteyer and Molly Shannon, one of the greater pairings.
Man, they were funny together.
They were so good. That was a classic.
That's a classic.
That one's still, somebody's watching that one.
Yes.
I always liked the Debbie Downer sketches. I thought those were good. The Home for the Holiday sketch with Eddie Murphy was a good one, too.
Okay. I remember that one now.
With the digital shorts that Andy Samberg was doing, he did one with Matt Damon called Best Christmas Ever. Him, Kristen Wiig, and Matt Damon did one that was pretty funny.
I've seen that one. Okay.
There's some good ones out there. What were yours, everybody?
Yeah.
Let us know. 715-424-2600. Let us know. Martin Short and Larry David in the Charlie Brown one was really good, too. That was a good one. I forgot about that one. I saw that on the list. That's a good one. Let us know what your favorite ones are. It doesn't have to be just Saturday Night Live. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, your favorite Christmas sketches or anything
That. But one of my favorites, the Hanukkah Harry.
So there is no higher for me in SNL sketches, maybe of all time, than Hanukkah Harry. I cannot express to people enough what it means to be represented and mm-hmm. to not see it as a kid. Nowadays, you get a lot more of it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that when it comes to being Jewish or Jewish people, you mm-hmm. still have quite a low bar. Every other creed and race seems to be a little higher up there on that one. But I think that there's a lot more representation than there's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
But as a little kid, I had Horshack and Hanukkah Harry. That's pretty much it. That's about like the end of the list.
Right.
Maybe if we were talking sports, I had Sandy Koufax, but that was about it and everything. So as much as it was a joke and it was a fun sketch and everything, mm-hmm. they actually did have a little intent with that of some representation.
Yeah.
While also being funny and having the great John Lovitz play the character.
Well, and it also had kind of a kind of a left field message to it too. Meaning, you know, it's like, it doesn't really matter, you know, kind of thing. It's we're all in this the same kind of thing together. And that's, like, you know, maybe they weren't even looking to do that. You know, it's a comedy show, whatever.
Yeah.
But it kind of came across as that, which is one of the things I liked about it.
I think the best messages are the ones unintended.
Oh, absolutely, man.
And I do think that paved the way for the Hanukkah song and Hebrew Hammer. Just my opinion. But some great ones, though.
Yes, great ones. Absolutely.
Some great Christmas movies. Feel free free to call in with those if you'd like as well. I want your favorite Christmas movie, everybody. Feel mm-hmm. free to let us know your favorite one. We may be doing something like that on Director's Cut. I don't know.
But, yes, indeed.
One of the guys who is a part of one of the mm-hmm. bigger Christmas movies, I would say, like Jingle All the Way. I'm not saying that's a Christmas classic,
yep.
but for certain generations, it's a big one. And you associate Arnold Schwarzenegger with Christmas, a little bit of that.
Right, exactly.
And he's not alone.
He needed to do a Christmas movie, I guess. That's what they did that one.
Yeah. We'll put a pin in that just for a second. Okay. You got an update?
Yeah, one more cancellation for today, everybody. The ADRC of Central Wisconsin is canceling Meals on Wheels today, once again, to keep all the drivers safe out there. And once again, if you know someone who partakes of Meals on Wheels, you might want to give a check on them. Maybe if you have a little extra food, share it today. It's a great day to do it. So,
appreciate our friends on Meals on Wheels. Yes. And mm-hmm. By extension, appreciate all of you out there delivering those meals, preparing 100%. Those meals. Greatly appreciate all
yes.
of you. Now, though Meals on Wheels is canceled, we still know that the people that you're delivering those meals to could use a check on.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't leave your home, maybe give them a call. Maybe reach out to mm-hmm. them some way like that.
Yep.
But we really appreciate you keeping an eye on all of our good veterans mm-hmm. out there, our seniors out there, yeah. and everything. We appreciate that. So I was mentioning that Arnold Schwarzenegger is, he has a history with Christmas mm-hmm. movies. Well, he's at it again. His latest role, the former governor of California, can add becoming Santa Claus to his list.
Oh, no.
As he embodies the Christmas gift giver in an upcoming holiday movie titled The Man with the Bag.
Okay.
Santa Claus coming to town, Schwarzenegger wrote on his Instagram page. I can't wait to share all of this Christmas cheer with each and every one of you, he says. The Terminator is back at it again. Actor Alan Ritchson is also in this one. He's funny. He's good.
Mm-hmm.
It'll appear in a... not much is known about the movie yet, but it is coming out soon, it does look like.
Okay.
I'm not seeing a date yet for it. But in 86, of course, he was in the Jingle All the Way, as I mm-hmm. mentioned there, and
yep,
everything.
Yep.
This will be his first major feature film role since 2019's Terminator Dark Fate.
Wow. Well, I mean, he is getting up there. I suppose you have to remember he's a little older now. It's hard to think of him getting old, but, at the same time.
I didn't realize that. It had been that long. So recently we've seen kind of a turn with some shows. Mm-hmm. Kathy Bates recently announced that she was going to be retiring from acting after her most recent gig, mm-hmm. which is playing Matlock,
right.
Revising of that and everything. She did this in part because, honestly, they thought they had one season.
Mm-hmm.
And so she kind of wrap up her career this way. It was noteworthy for her and everything.
Sure.
Well, people loved the show.
Oh, my God. It was so popular. Yeah.
So they're bringing it back for a second season. So you can't retire. Just
sorry, Kathy. Sorry, can't do it.
But this kind of set up a thing of shows like that and like, oh, we have something here. Maybe we need to go back and revisit these because there is a lot of people are tired of just the reimagining of or the revising of stuff. But the reimagining has a way of working.
Yes.
We saw this with Night Court, where that show has had a couple of
one of the
seasons.
Better ways of doing it, absolutely, yeah.
Where Harry's daughter takes over mm-hmm. in that. So you're bringing a throwback and some nostalgia with the old show, but not modernizing it, but just updating it,
bringing it
to new times and stuff. Seeing this happen, it's working. There's something else, though, that some people are thinking about doing and mm-hmm. trying that is a little bit different as well, and that's taking a TV show and putting it on the big screen. So you take the concept mm-hmm. but you put it on the big screen.
Okay.
And this is in the works for Murder, She Wrote.
Really?
There's a Murder, She Wrote movie in the works, and it is going to more than likely star Jamie Lee Curtis.
Really? Wow.
The original series ran for 12 seasons on mm-hmm. 12 seasons on CBS. Man, I didn't realize that. Wow.
I knew it ran for a long time, but...
That's incredible.
Man, you couldn't watch football in the 90s without seeing an ad because it was coming on Sunday nights, right?
Yeah. From 1984 to 1996.
Wow.
I guess I just didn't realize
that. Didn't realize it was that long. Wow.
And it starred, of course, the legend Angela Lansbury as Jessica Fletcher, a mystery writer who solved real-life murders.
Yeah. Don't live in that town, by the way.
Yeah.
My God, everyone got murdered.
Jim Cantore. If you see Jim Cantore, run. And if you see Jessica Fletcher, run.
Get out of town.
Yeah, you get out of whatever transport you need to get out of town.
Yeah.
And if you're thinking that Jamie is too young to play the character of Jessica Fletcher, there is, you know, keep this in mind. Jamie is 66. Angela was 57 when the show debuted.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that either. Wow.
While Jamie Lee Curtis still looks very young and great and everything,
she does.
She is an age range where she could play this
perfectly
role.
Yeah. No problem there at all.
And Lansbury pretty much always had this like mature look to her and everything, but Jamie Lee Curtis is has shown that she can do that.
Absolutely.
In recent movies even and everything.
Yep.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yep.
She's in a lot of makeup and stuff, but she showed that she can go great.
No.
She can go all that.
She can do whatever she wants. She's that good, man.
You know, and not that this is a good thing by any means, but looking for silver linings, we've gotten to the point now, it's so hard to be an actress. Now you're not old. You don't look old enough. Like we've gotten to that point now. Like,
it's like, oh, wait, you're too young looking. What? Wait a minute. No, you just can't win for trying.
Yeah, you can't win. Like, she's going to nail this.
She's
going to
be just fine. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think this is a cool idea. I don't know if this would be better than a miniseries or a made-for-TV, you know, or a TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like, again, if you're going to do this, okay, Hollywood, you're not going to come up with new ideas, okay. At least, you know, do something different with it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because maybe this might start a trend, depending, it all depends on how successful it is. We all know this, you know. If it's not even, you know, if it doesn't reach where that one threat, whatever it is, the threshold that the movie business needs it, I mean, they're going to be like, nope. Done. We're not doing that idea anymore because it doesn't work. I kind of like this idea better than having to bring back an entire series.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, we got to reboot it for another five seasons or something. No, let's do like one off. You know, you don't need to, you know, the show's on for 12 years.
Yeah. I mean,
come on.
It's kind of cool to see. It's kind of cool to see.
It is.
I do want to send a wrap up our entertainment section. Well, we'll be following that story, by the way, everybody. I'll let you know how that develops because there is still some paperwork to be needs to be signed for that one to get into the works.
Of course.
I do want to send out a couple of shout outs. First up, a big shout out to our good friend Pete Schwabe.
Yeah.
Pete had me on his show last night, and I really appreciated it. It was very cool of him to invite me on. He even kept me around for an extra segment. That was awesome.
Ooh. Is that like getting in Johnny's chair?
I don't know. But
getting invited over to the chair.
It felt fun and a little weird, which is great radio. It's great.
That's true.
It wasn't weird on Pete's part. It was just I'm not used to being asked questions. I'm not used to being in that position. And Pete was great. Conrad, his producer, did a great job as well.
Yes,
really appreciated them having me on. If you missed it and you want to check it out, we talked our favorite Spielberg movies and a couple
That's
of
cool.
Talked the business a little bit.
Yeah.
Pete even asked me a curveball question. Like, we had some fun with him, man. It wasn't just, you know, your normal kind of everyday radio.
No.
It was fun. That's the way Pete does his show.
Yep.
Most nights you can catch it right here at 6 o'clock, right after our you know, live program.
Yep, and after, unless there's, of course, sports or something going on. But other than that, yep, Pete will be on 6 to 8 every night.
Great shout out to Radio for Pets as well. That the band came on afterwards. I listened to them. They're great.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
They're a good band. They're a good band.
Radio for Pets, I like that.
He gets some amazing guests, man.
Yes.
He gets some great guests over
there. He is a long-term guy in the industry. I'm not surprised at some of the guests he gets. So
check out Nightlight and check out, you know, catch up on the pod and everything. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to catch that show that I was on and Radio for Pets was on, that is right up there. It's the first most recent shows on civicmedia.us/shows. civicmedia.us/shows. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and find it there.
Yep. And go right to Nightlight.
I want to send a big thank you to the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce and the Cool Teen Leadership Program.
Yes, that was so cool yesterday, so to speak.
Nicely done. We had that. That's usually my game. That's my wheelhouse.
Sorry.
We had a bunch of them in yesterday, along with some of the instructors. And while you and I were doing our thing over here, we had our team really taking care of
all hands on deck. Yeah.
Just a big shout out to this team and everything they did. Pam goes above and beyond, as always. With all the work that she does and really the hosting, if you will, of welcoming people in and making them feel comfortable and welcome. I want to send a big thank you to Melissa and Laura and Beth and just, you know, really getting these kids engaged and involved and working with them and explaining so much of the nooks and crannies of this business.
Mm-hmm.
And a special shout out to Michael Comer, man. Michael, we don't get to see him during the day very
often. Not usually.
I was messing with him about that. Like, so that's what you look like during the day.
Yeah.
Michael has been with us in the last couple of months wants mm-hmm. a little bit more. And of course, he has been showing up in our newsletter. Mm-hmm. More on that in a moment. Yep. And he came here, and I went out there to hand over the birthday and anniversary list, and I'm seeing these kids, and they're locked in on him talking, man. Mm-hmm. They are really engaged.
That's really cool.
That is how we keep radio alive.
It is. We need people. Always need people.
Need young blood in this industry, and yep. We encourage, whether you're part of the Cool Teener Leadership Program or not, mm-hmm. if you are somebody out there, or you are a parent of a young person or something, you think they would be interested in radio, mm-hmm. we're looking for interns. We're looking to bring more people into the studio here,
yep.
and have some more people covering our sports and everything. Mm-hmm. So there are chances for you to get some experience in this industry.
Yeah.
I will make darn sure of it, because yep. while we love this station, we love every one of our Civic Media radio stations, we love radio. We just love this business.
We do. It's in our blood.
And we're able to, you know, bring in younger generations into it with things like that.
Yeah.
So big tip of the hat to the Chamber, to the Cool Teen Leadership mm-hmm. Program, and a big thank you to the best team in radio, everybody out there, and all
100%.
The good work they did. We will take a quick time out, check in with our news. We'll come back and have yep. some more fun. Morning Show, WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
Indeed.
We got a fun one for you here, and I think we can have fun with it. And
okay.
We want audience participation, as always.
Mm-hmm.
715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. If you're listening on the Civic Media app, we appreciate you downloading the app, and go ahead and just a touch or two away.
Yes, indeed.
When people discuss their career paths, there's usually a lot of talk about educational requirements, mm-hmm. personal interest, job satisfaction, job availability, lifestyle fits, money, mm-hmm. that plays
sure.
into it. But another important factor is, do you like people?
Boy, so many jobs are front-facing, meaning people that you deal with, other strangers, like on a regular basis, right? Yeah.
I took a lot of classes, like all of us did in high school, mm-hmm. as far as a business class or, learning to do this tech thing. Or maybe you were going to, you knew right away that you wanted to get into mechanics and you took mm-hmm. that kind of class or something. I don't believe this was ever discussed.
Really?
I don't think that it was ever discussed or ever really talked about out loud or
yeah.
whatever. Hey, do you like people? Do you want to work with people?
Can you work with people, right? Yeah,
yes.
with complete strangers. I mean, that's the thing, right?
Yeah, whether it's working with people or working in the public,
yep.
Mm-hmm. doing a job like that. That's such an interesting thing. And it's just something that I think we kind of just like leave it up to the person themselves to
absolutely.
Kind of factor in and everything.
Yeah.
But actually, I think this is one of those things that should be talked about in school.
Yeah.
I don't know if it needed to when we were kids, but in this day and age where we're so worried about isolation and kids being isolated, and do they have the people skills they need and all this, I think this is a fair question to ask.
I agree.
And not so much that you can necessarily like tell a kid that they need to do this or they need to do that,
right.
but just to ask the question so the kid is thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that there is no wrong answer here. There is no, and actually that's a gift. In school, there's plenty of that. Trust me. But here's one of those ones where, hey, kid, are you a people person?
Yeah.
Do you like people? Do you
right.
want to work with people? Do you want to work alone? This is something to think about as you're looking at having
a
career.
That has a big thing to do with it. Or maybe it's like, I'm okay with working with people, but I don't want to do it like all the time kind of thing. And then that can help you. Plus, maybe you get some techniques.
Yep.
Maybe we can tell, some tips
yes.
for people who may struggle with it a little bit more and say, hey, there might be a time when you have to do this. So here's some, here's some stuff that you can use, right? Here's some tools.
I mean, especially, again, going back to, mm-hmm. with the worrying about the isolation and our kids
yeah.
having the people skills. Well, let's teach some people skills. Let's teach.
I think these are teachable things. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure that you can necessarily teach a bedside manner, but I think you can learn to develop one.
Absolutely, man.
And I think that's something mm-hmm. that, we need to be talking about more.
I agree.
Everything. Because, that's what teachers need. Me to just add something to their plate. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. You know what? Forget everything I said. Parents, maybe. Parents. Yeah, because they need something out of that.
Let's all work
plate.
Together. Let's work together on this one. Let's try it. Yeah.
Feels like a good idea. There's a thread online where people are suggesting jobs that are perfect for people who aren't perfect with people or don't want to work with people.
Sure, yeah.
Here are a few of them. And again, we want audience participation.
Mm-hmm.
Or Seth, if you have any outside the lines or anything. This isn't in any particular order, so we'll just go right from the top. Power plant operator. Most of it is sitting in a room at a control panel that auto-fixes itself 99% of the time.
Homer Simpson, in other words.
Yes.
That's Homer's job, right? There you go.
Other than Lenny and Carl stopping by every once in a while, Homer pretty much works alone. You know that because he's always asleep.
Yes.
Why there are not, it's not just that Springfield has had like two nuclear disasters. It's shocking there hasn't been more.
He's supposed to be a safety inspector, too.
Yeah, just it's one of the greatest gags in comedy.
It's good.
Some kinds of doctors, like a pathologist or a morgue doctor or something along those ways.
That's my my cousin, Ben. He is a doctor, and he became a pathologist, and I think that's why.
There you go.
I work with dead bodies now.
Lighthouse keeper shows up on the list. And I don't know.
Not a lot of demand for that these days.
Maybe not.
But you want isolation. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah.
And let's go to the phone lines.
I thought it was that.
They never have anything good to add.
Come
they
on, just Google listings. Stop yeah. that. Yeah.
Look, if you want to call and you've got a job or you want to add to the show, that's fine.
But that seems like it's a robocall, but that would be an isolated job, just calling.
It's a robot?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not a real person.
Yeah, no.
I want to talk to you about that off air.
Wait a minute. They don't have feelings. Yeah, never mind.
Huh. No. Interesting. You learned something. Any job that allows you to wear earphones while working. Well, sort of.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we are wearing earphones right now. Yeah.
This is. I think not the only one, certainly, but of all the odd jobs in this regard, where you have those two circles and then you have the meeting in the middle, radio. Because this is a very people-centric job, while at the same time we're very isolated.
It's really interesting, yeah. Because we know, we're going out over the airwaves, we're being broadcast, literally broadcast out there, but we don't see anybody. It's a very odd. If you actually sit and think about it, it's weird.
It's incredibly weird.
Yeah.
It's when you've spent majority of your life as an entertainer being out there and like, okay, if I'm telling a joke or I'm trying to make people laugh or cry or whatever, I get an instant reaction.
Yep.
And then there's this where you have no idea.
No clue.
None. Which is why we thank you, an audience, so much.
Any for feedback you give us. Yeah. We love it.
Night shift security guard at a museum. So, Ben Knight at the museum is what
these are like all movie things.
The things don't come alive.
Don't take that. Ben Stiller's movie was not a documentary, people. Just want to put that out there.
I will tell you how I can guarantee you that the items at night in the museum do not come alive. Because if they did, that's what I would be doing. That's where I would be. There's no way you'd even have ever heard of me in radio. Maybe not even in acting. I might have just done that.
Just done that instead because it'd be a lot more fun.
Who wouldn't?
I mean, seriously.
Tell me, who wouldn't want that gig? Like, come on. Like, I know it's night shift and everything, but on the plus side.
On the plus side, yeah.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Right.
Come on. It's pretty cool. Baker. The only con is you have to wake up early, but a lot of, Baker, I suppose.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You can see that.
Yeah, unless you're not like a big, kitchen, if you're just a small restaurant or something. Yeah.
The job my papa did for decades, being a commercial truck driver.
Yep, definitely.
That's definitely one of those ones.
If you want to be alone, that's a good one.
Radiologist.
Mm, really?
Mm, mm. Didn't think of that one.
No, that's interesting. Mm. Okay, yeah.
Some areas of horticulture, like plant production and being an arborist.
Arborist. Yeah. I suppose you spend a lot of time in the woods, right?
Interesting. I never would have thought of those.
Not me neither.
Hmm.
You like plants more than people, maybe.
There you go.
I have to ask Laura about that.
Welder. Now, this person asked, most welders, they do or don't like people one way or the other, but they, more times than not, like to work alone.
Yes, that makes sense.
Interesting. Locomotive engineer.
Oh, God, yes. do they work alone? I guess they do. That's it. I hadn't thought about that, but yeah.
And handcrafted soap maker.
That's very specific.
All right.
Okay. All right.
That could be one. That could be one. Now, are there any outside the lines? Any we're not thinking of here? There's got to be. I would imagine that there's a couple that that are made up that are fun. Because they got assassin on this list, and I'm like, come on,
what? Come on now. They've been watching too many movies.
Yep, way too many. There, the after hours commercial cleaner is on this list too. Mm-hmm. So I could see that.
Yeah, that one
as one of those ones
that tends to be a little more solitary. Yeah,
I brought up the assassin thing just because wasn't that a TV show on Fox? Like, they had the cleaning lady and she was like hurting people or something, or I don't know. There was something like
there
that.
Was something weird. It did not succeed.
Those. They combined them.
Yeah.
I like the idea of combining these jobs now. I want a baker and a locomotive engineer to combine. I mean, you got the if you're a locomotive engineer and you're throwing coal.
I was going to say, you know,
you got a hot.
Dude, I was going right there because that's how engines are still run.
Absolutely. Last I checked, but not at all. Not how it works anymore.
They don't use coal anymore? I'm flabbergasted.
Very out of touch with the train world. I don't know how you can be in this area.
Everything I learned was from Back to the Future 3.
Come on. That's what. You're telling me Marty McFly lied to me? That's not possible.
Old Doc Brown.
Doc.
Well, full of baloney.
How could you? How could you? I imagine that there's a lot more jobs that we're just not thinking.
All right, here's a couple. There's one. My nephew, he's going to school right now, and he's not a people person. Absolutely not. Working at a laundry to hospital.
Oh,
and he loves it.
Yeah.
He absolutely loves it. The work is fine. He has no problem with that. And no one's there.
Yeah.
And he likes to be that way. One other job I worked was very similar. Master control at a television station, especially on the weekends from 3. There were 10-hour shifts, so it was from 3 to 1 in the morning. Very solitary and not much to do. Just make sure things don't break. Kind of like Homer's job, except not so life-threatening to everybody if you fail. Yeah.
I've done a couple of these jobs. I've done a lot of construction jobs, actually, where I'm left on my own to do a project and everything. I would say that certainly being a night auditor.
I was going to say, you worked the night shift at hotels, yeah.
Did that at a couple places, and that was a pretty solo gig and everything. And I would say the majority of my career in radio. Years, very different.
Yeah.
Very different in recent years. I'm a little surprised sometimes to be in the studio alone or anything. But now, back in, it wasn't that long ago.
Like pandemic and everything? Yeah. That was you.
It was basically Pam and I in the building, and we barely saw each other or anything.
Right.
That's how it was for years around here. So there are plenty of jobs that you do solo. And I don't know. I think that, like a lot of people, I'm a mixed bag with that, where I like people, I like working with people, and at the same time, there are plenty of things that I like to do on my own, or I like to
absolutely.
There's no wrong answers here again.
I think I'm thinking about it more. Radio might be one of those jobs that's like a nice middle ground, right?
Yeah.
Because like you said, there's plenty of time when we're on our own kind of thing, but there's still other times when we're talking with people, going out to remotes and things like that. So yeah, the best of both worlds.
We are going to take a quick time out. We'll come back, wrap up the show, morning show at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show, everybody.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind.
Seth and James here with you. Going to take you to the top of the hour, wrap of the show. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. It's been a fun morning. Big thank you to all of our callers and our guests. I want to thank our friends over at the Humane Society for joining us today, traveling in this weather to come be with us. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, everybody. We appreciate you. Do have some closings we want to let you know about as we get into our good stories of the day and our schedule.
Absolutely. So a couple of things, everyone. We do want to let you know that the ADRC CW has canceled Meals on Wheels for today. Good one to know about. Also, Focus, the food pantry and the neighborhood meals will be closed today as well. And finally, the Aspirus Riverview Hospital home delivered meals will also be canceled for today, just for today by the looks of it. But of course, if anything happens, we will let you know.
Keep that in mind, everybody, and feel free to let us know about cancellations and when
Please
they happen
do.
In our area. We will let the audience know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to send a big thank you to who's going to be joining us tomorrow, our friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools. Ron Rasmussen and the gang over there. They'll be with us tomorrow on Midday Magazine.
Very nice.
Sent over a nice Christmas card. It was very sweet.
Very good.
Nice.
Thanks, guys.
We love Christmas cards around here.
Oh, do we ever.
Can't get enough of them. And I've gotten a couple Hanukkah cards, too. Thank you for that.
Even
everybody.
Better.
That's great.
How cool is that?
That's great. Remember, I cheat. I celebrate both.
and they're at the same, day this year.
The same day. So,
how awesome is that?
I can't tell you how much I love when that happens. It's one of my favorite things in the universe.
It's very cool.
And one of my other favorite things is the Wisconsin that's Rapids River Kings. And I'm not kidding. That wasn't a segue.
No, it wasn't.
Love my Kings. Love our Kings. Mm-hmm. And a big thank you to them. Brought over their newest media guide.
Oh, my gosh.
How
beautiful gorgeous.
Is that?
Gorgeous, man.
That's cool looking, man. Get yourself one of those. Everybody, a big thank you to them.
Yep.
Also wanted to remind everybody about some programming things going on here today. Of course, at the top of the 11 o'clock hour, just in a little bit, you'll have Jane and Greg bringing you our Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Contest Word.
Yes, coming up again, next one.
And you got two more opportunities today at 1 and 4 o'clock. And then tomorrow, that's it. Last day.
That's it. I can't. It went so fast.
It always does.
Always does.
It's like, so
we got two whole weeks and then boom, it's gone.
Gone. Tomorrow's your last chance. So you've got a handful of more opportunities to get in on this, everybody. What you're going to need is the Civic Media app and the word. And that's it.
That's it.
You don't have to scan a QR code or be a points member or something like that.
The app is super easy to get. It's free. And it's super easy to use. I mean, you couldn't make it any simpler than what our team has done, man. It's
really
awesome.
Cool. It is really cool. And a big shout out to Civic Media, to all of our sales staff, and everybody worked so hard on this one.
Yes.
Be waiting for that keyword, again, at the top of the 11 a.m., 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock hours, and then tomorrow, 7, 11 a.m., 1 and 4 o'clock. You'll have that keyword, text it to us, and get in on the winning, everybody. We're rooting for you.
Yes, we are.
We're rooting for you.
Of course we are.
And be sure to join us a little bit later today. We will have Midday Magazine lined up for you. From 4 to 5. Got a great set of guests in today for our Midday Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to speak with our friends at Visit Rome.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Catch up with Jillian. Looking forward to that and talk about the Rome area.
Always good. Always
love
fun.
That. And then part two, we'll talk to UW Extension's Laura Huber.
Absolutely.
Talk a little 4-H.
Man, is she
Laura.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, Laura's great. Both great guests, great energy.
Good stuff.
It's going to be a really good hour. Mm-hmm. And that is a great way to lead into what we are doing from 5 to 6 today as we are taking community stories live.
Once again, everybody, you heard it on Tuesday, and you get another chance today from 5 to 6. Melissa will be here. Our elf rep will be here getting ready to send your wish lists, your kids' wish lists to Santa. Any last-minute things you need to get in there, you make sure you have them call up, 424-2600, and we will get that directly. They've got this... This tube system. I was hearing the elf Holly talk about this.
It is wild.
Fascinating. That is so cool, man.
I just learned that. I was sitting there like, whoa, I didn't even know this was a thing, man.
100-year-old technology, and it's still better than what we have now. I mean, it's amazing.
It's a pretty cool system. And we want those calls from kids, everybody. Mm-hmm. So parents, get your kids all set, ready to go, and call in today at 715-424-2600. Call us from 5 to 6 today, and keep in mind, this is simulcast, not just here at 97.5 FM, but over at 105.5. WIRI.
Yeah.
Check it out, everybody.
It's a lot of fun.
And if you're listening to 105 WIRI, be sure to check out Trail Tunes with Seth.
Immediately
afternoon.
Following that show, we've got 6 o'clock. We've got Trail Tunes, a Christmas one. I've not done one before. This is the first one I've done, and I'm very excited. So tune in for that. Got some great Christmas stuff for you.
We'll have some great programming for you over the Christmas holiday, of course.
Yeah.
And leading into that this weekend, we've got some great stuff lined up with our shows. We'll talk more about that on tomorrow's show.
Yes, we got a message from Chuck this morning. Everything is set for 30 hours of Christmas. Yeah.
Exciting. Very,
very exciting.
Our friends over at Focus, of course, just today, not so much, but in the future, on Thursdays, keep in mind they have their meals available.
Their neighborhood
meals available. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about that next Thursday, but it's a reminder to anybody out there to spread the word about it for, Thursdays that don't involve Wisconsin weather.
Darn weather.
I'm waiting for an update, and we'll hopefully get one. Our friends over at the VFW Post 2534 usually have their meetings at 6 on the third Thursday of the month.
That's
correct. Not sure if they'll be doing it today or not, but reach out to the VFW if you can and find out more.
Yep. One more item. We're not sure at this point. It is still on, but please stay tuned, everybody. There, if we can get that information out for you if we need to. The Blue Christmas Worship Service is still planned for tonight, 6 p.m. at St. John the Evangelist Episcopal Church at 320 Oak Street. All are welcome. If you are kind of feeling blue this year, if you're feeling in mourning, lost a special person, this is your first Christmas without them, that's what this service is for. It's to be with other people and be able to work through that grief a little bit during this time of year.
appreciate our friends at the Moravian Church yep. doing that and hosting
and the
that.
Grace Group, yeah.
And the Grace Group, yes. Yep. I would say that if we do get any information in the next couple of hours during Midday Magazine today, I will mention it. I'll
yes.
be sure to.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring it up then, and maybe we can get it in other ways if we can. But
yes.
we always want to get those cancellations from you guys, so please yep. reach out to us. Lincoln High School has their community holiday concert that was scheduled for tonight over at the PAC. I don't know if that's going on
I'm guessing
either.
It's probably not because school is canceled. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that hopefully they can reschedule that one,
yep.
especially because they were collecting coats for Shepherd's
yeah.
Loft.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that goes well.
Yep.
A couple of good stories from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like a guy in Detroit found an old library book he forgot to return over 50 years ago. But it's such an obscure book, they didn't want it back. It's called Baseball's Zaniest Stars, and it's published from it's from 1971.
Okay.
They waived the fine, but he calculated that at 25 cents a day, he would have owed him over $4,000.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's turning it into a fundraiser for a kids' literacy group called Reading is Fundamental.
Oh!
He put up the first 10%, and he's trying to crowdfund the rest.
Oh, my gosh.
And last I checked, I'm going to double check it right
now.
He's right there. He's at 3,500 something. Like,
okay.
He's so close.
He's very close. Wow.
What an awesome idea.
Man, okay, we've done so many of these really long book, you know, things that are getting returned. That was a great idea. I love the idea they don't want.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I'm going to look that book up though. Baseball's Zaniest Stars.
I want to check.
I'm going to look it up.
I have to see that one. That's a must. I got to see what that book is like.
Yes, okay. I'm going to look it up, man. I'm going to find it and I'm going to read it if
it's
I can.
A great one.
Yeah.
And we also want to thank all of you. You are our good story of the day. Thank you so much to every one of you out there.
Mm-hmm.
You make this job so much fun.
You do.
And we never really have to work. We do when we're off air, but we really do. Yeah, this job is so much fun, and it's all because of
yes.
all of you out there. We appreciate you, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. Tomorrow, Melissa, Seth, and I will get you ready for the weekend.
Oh, not me. Not me. Just Melissa
right.
tomorrow.
Yeah, Melissa and I will get you ready for the weekend. We'll have some fun with that, with our star of the day and plenty more.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.